Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talking water balloons full of oil.
Yeah. It's in the ground. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Sir, don't you think this is a bit of a waste? Nonsense. Yeah. Look at them tripping all over themselves.
We've lived this way for the last 100 years. We'll live this way for 100 more. Yeah.
Welcome to the Lore Boys.
Dun, dun, dun.
Lore.
Boys.
Lore never changes. And today we are talking.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about Fallout today.
Is that from Fallout?
Yeah. So today I am joined with.
Joined physically with Peter O'Donoghue.
And.
Existence is pain. This is Ethan.
My name is James Miller. And we're going to talk a little bit about Fallout. Especially with the announcement of Fallout 76, the unofficial announcement, I believe, through Kotaku, but then it was, like, confirmed.
No, they released a trailer first.
Yeah, they released a trailer. Yeah.
Okay, I thought there was, like, a leak with the trailer, and then they didn't want it out.
No, they had, like, a 24-hour stream of just a screen that said, please stand by.
Yeah.
And then after a certain, at, like, 3 o'clock on Wednesday or something, EST, it just cut to the trailer.
That's awesome.
The leak was Rage 2, which was leaked by Walmart Canada.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
That's the shittiest store in the shittiest country.
Yeah. They posted just a picture of just, like, all these upcoming game titles, like, that they knew were going to be in their inventory eventually. But,
yeah. It was just, like, black covers with titles and white text.
Wow. Yeah.
So don't you worry, guys. In this episode, Canada gets theirs.
Yeah.
Call me bastards.
Yeah. Sex shit. So, your sun card now.
Yeah.
I know you guys have a good amount of experience with Fallout. I've only played Fallout 4, so I'm very familiar with that story. I've played a lot of it.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Have either of you played Fallout 1?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit, one of you tell me a little bit about the world of Fallout 1?
It's a lot like the other Fallouts. In the desert.
Well, I mean, it's on the West Coast, for one.
Yeah.
It's in, like, Northern California.
It's in California. You're looking for a water chip for your vault.
Which vault is that?
13.
Vault 13.
You're from Vault 13.
Yeah.
The vaults are all made by a company called Vault Tech, who are kind of shady, and we'll talk a little bit about them later.
Although the first one has a twist. When you get the water chip, it's only halfway through the game.
Yeah.
Spoilers for a game that came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm literally playing it through for the first time right now, but it's cool. Peter.
Are you?
It's cool. Well, yeah, we'll sort this off.
Oh, sorry.
how about Fallout 2?
Yes.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
I guess without too many spoilers, if Ethan's planning on playing through all of them, then which...
I was only kidding. Spoiler away.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the second one, you play, like, a tribal person who's descended from the character from the first game.
Really?
It's 100 years later.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he's like a tribal dude for various reasons.
There's someone called the Chosen One.
Yeah. That game is... I don't like it.
Okay.
The beginning is way too hard.
Okay.
So if you... Depending on your skills, like, that's an old school CRPG.
Yeah.
Like, your skills... 100%. If you have a shitty melee skill, you literally cannot hit something 2 inches in front of your face.
Gameplay 1 and 2, it's not like a lot of the Fallouts that people know today, right? It's a top-down RTS.
Isometric.
Yeah.
And it is real-time until you get into combat, and then it is turn-based with action points.
With VATS.
It's VATS,
right?
Yeah.
Well, no. VATS was implemented to emulate the turn-based nature, but the chance to hit thing... Okay. Is all there. And, like, the chance to hit in VATS, the max being 95.
VATS, to anyone who's not familiar, is when you freeze time and you get to shoot at a certain part of a monster in the first-person shooter.
You get to target it and you have percentages.
You can do called shots in 1 and 2. Okay. Like, you can shoot for the eyes, which is, like, the ultimate crit, or, like, head, arm, or whatever, knock a gun out of someone's hand.
Yeah.
They took that and turned it into VATS when they turned it into
a
3D game.
Can you do that in 1?
What?
Can you do that? I don't think you can do that in 1.
You could, maybe the shooting for the eyes is just in Fallout 2, but you can do it in both, yeah.
Well, without getting into the weeds too much, how about Fallout 3? This is where most people started playing Fallout,
Well, I've
right?
also played Fallout Tactics, which is technically the third game that was made.
Yeah. I've played Fallout Shelter, thank you very much.
So have I, yeah.
Now, there's a bunch of little ones. Have you guys played Fallout 3 is the first really popular one,
Fallout,
right?
Well, Fallout 3, when that got announced, it got announced like 1,000 years before it even came out. So I heard about 3, played 2, then 1, then Tactics, then 3.
Okay.
And 3 is easily one of my favorite games ever. It's certainly my first, my favorite Fallout, which is a controversial opinion.
Yeah, a lot of
people. Most people will tell me it'll Vegas or bust.
Yeah. A lot of people say Vegas, or if you're a fan of 1 and 2, a lot of people have qualms with 3, but...
Yeah.
Okay. So 3, what is the setting like? You start off where?
Vault 101 in D.C.
Vault 101 in D.C., okay.
Yeah. It's in D.C. and the surrounding area.
Vault 7, yeah. Maryland.
You're in the desert of the District of Columbia.
Yes. Okay. Capital Wasteland.
Yeah.
Vault 76 will be set in D.C.
It's in Maryland, because it's not in the game, it's mentioned.
Well, yeah, it says the only way that they guess this is the capital map basically would have shown the vault from 3, but it doesn't show up in 3, so they assume Capital 76 is on the outskirts of Washington,
really? D.C. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was in Virginia.
Well, the song would have us believe that.
No, but I thought that there was
the trailer song is, yeah. West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fucking Country Roads. Country Road, I, yeah, love that song.
Yeah, yeah. I must have read something that...
No worries. We're going to get more into it later anyways. And New Vegas is obviously set outside of Vegas. I played the beginning of that one, not a whole lot of it. A lot of people love that
game. It's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
yeah. yeah. Yeah, it is.
Mechanically, I think it's probably better, but I just love exploring DC, Mojave Wasteland.
Mechanically, it felt identical to me, but yeah, I liked the...
It's the shit under the hood, bro.
Yeah, that's
it's like the repair skill and all that shit works differently, and that I like a lot more.
Yeah.
Because once you get your gear to a certain threshold in Vegas, it doesn't degrade as fast. So if you get something in good condition, it stays in good condition quicker than it, longer than it would fall to pieces.
Yeah, okay. It's not like a steady decline. Yeah.
As someone who started with the Fallout 4 and going back to New Vegas, it felt slow to me considering how fast-paced games are today.
Yeah.
I've always liked it, but I've never been driven to switch from my PlayStation to my computer just to play a slower game.
I don't like Fallout 4 at all.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't either. I put like 160 hours into it, and looking back, it was just like, I'm having fun. Yeah. I must be having fun. I'm still here. And
it's Fallout.
And then when I wanted
fun.
To restart, because I followed the Institute the first time, then I was like, I'm going to go back and do the Brotherhood. I don't give a shit about the other two factions, but I can do 2 playthroughs of this game.
Yeah.
And I played it for like 3 hours, and I was just like,
4 factions.
Fucking hate this.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 4 factions in that game would give you a bunch of different endings, depending on who you decide to side with, and you can kill other people, and it's a ton of fun.
The different
endings.
I played
endings, through it twice.
The different endings, spoilers, are... Who do you want to tell you to kill everyone else?
Yeah.
Pretty much. But today what we want to talk about is the lead-up.
Why is it called Fallout in the first place, Jamie?
Yeah. What we want to talk about is the lead-up to the new game, Fallout 76, which takes place 20 years after the Great War. The Great War is, as you would guess with a game like Fallout,
World
is
War
a
One.
Nuclear... yeah.
World War One. World War One.
But it's a nuclear fallout that happens in the year, I believe it's 2077.
Yeah,
2077. And so I want to talk about the lead up to the Great War, and then Fallout, then Vault 76 for Fallout 76, basically. So I'm really excited about this.
Awesome.
I don't even know what this fucking game is going to be about yet. All I know is the last game they released I didn't like, and I do not trust them to make something good.
So it's not, from what I can tell, it's not going to be a traditional Fallout game where it's an RPG. It's also going to be a survival type game, and I think it has online multiplayer.
I don't think I've ever had
they seem to be teasing that
boner die faster in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be fine with co-op. That's something that I felt like a lot of times when playing the Fallout games, especially Fallout 4, I thought could have really benefited from co-op.
I hated the companions. Like, I only, at best, in 3, I had the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in 4, I had the dog.
Yeah.
And then in Vegas, I just did it by myself. Like, I think I had the robot dog for a bit, but to my knowledge, it has, like, a human voice where it, like, sasses you.
Ugh. So my understanding of it from talking to a lot of people working in the video game industry is that it's going to be like a Fallout game mixed with a type of like DayZ or Rust type feel where you have to kind of stay alive because it's so close to the nuclear Fallout.
Yeah.
But also with all the RPG, like beefy RPG missions that Bethesda usually offers in their games. So I don't know how they're going to tie that together because things like Rust and DayZ, when you die, you die.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what I'm almost certainly going to play or buy it unless something really bad happens to the game.
It'll be out this year, I guarantee it. Bethesda at E3 always just announces what they're releasing in the next 4 months.
Exactly.
So it's going to be out before the end of the year.
Out before Christmas,
and,
for sure.
I mean, even with the rumors spiraling around, I can 90% guarantee I will never touch this game. There is nothing that had that could just destroy my interest in something faster than the word survival.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Rust, but
yeah, I
don't think this will be as good as Rust. So
yeah. Remember the last time they implemented new mechanics into a Fallout game? They called it Fallout 4, and it was like 8 half-baked bullshit ideas barely worked.
Man, I like Fallout 4. I think I'm gonna like this game too. I think that
it's just a very different game.
That's yeah. It. If you let go of the feeling that it has to be like the one that I loved in 2009 or whatever, 2008, then it could be a really good experience. And I'm gonna.
No, Jamie, I won't change. God damn it.
Well, no, I mean, like, I want a certain thing from a certain brand.
Yeah, I know. Right? I'm the same. I'm right there with you.
If I want to eat fucking food and drink water as a gameplay mechanic, I'll play The Long Dark.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. But if I go to, like, a pizza place and all of a sudden they have really good sushi, just because it's a pizza place, I'm not going to say their sushi sucks.
You're a madman, Jamie. The fuck? It's like a bunch of pepperoni and rice.
But if I'm going for pizza, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
If they stop selling pizza and just sell sushi, I'm going to stop going there.
Really good point, actually. Yeah.
You're looking for different things. I'm looking for quality. You're looking for something specific.
So I'm looking for a greasy slice, my dude.
Oh, yeah.
Getting some za. I hate sushi.
Give me a pie. What are we talking about?
We're talking about sushi.
I had a segue, but that's okay.
When did they invent sushi?
We're going to start the story in 2015.
Wait a second, I just want to point out that did you write your notes in a book?
I did. I actually prefer it.
Out this fall.
I prefer it. I actually feel like I can tell you the entire story and not look at my book because I had to physically write it out. So
yeah.
That's how I am.
It helps me memorize stuff too.
Yeah.
That's why I try not to copy. I still do it on the computer, but I try not to copy paste. But anyway.
Or not that much.
More. Everything I write is absolutely original. I don't copy paste anything.
I write everything in
this
a mirror.
This is Jamie's idea for an original universe. He's calling it Fallout.
Yeah.
Everything I write is in a mirror, and I write it backwards on the page, so other people have a harder time reading it.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
It's inconvenient.
Well, otherwise people would steal our scripts and just rip off the lore board.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
People we have to write. We have to. We do it in like the Nazi ciphers.
Yeah. We got an Enigma machine.
The lore boys or the Siob Aral.
Oh,
yeah. Siob Aral is our pagan god.
Yeah. Stop giving away our secret codes, dude.
Siob Aral. Siob Aral.
Orlay Oibes.
Siob Aral will come visit us in 2050, where we will all be saved. And in 2050 is where the Fallout story begins.
Hey,
bring it back.
And so the technology in Fallout, basically the vital flaw of Fallout technology is they never decided to make it smaller. They just wanted to make it, they just kept inventing things, but never condensed them, never made like rechargeable batteries that were efficient. They just kept building out, and used as much fossil fuel as possible.
It was the 50s forever, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, let's say a cell phone that we all have in our pocket today probably had as much computing power as a Pip-Boy or more. And a Pip-Boy, if you look out on someone's arm, it's like this big honking thing that it's probably like carrying around 25, 30 pounds.
It's the size
arm.
Of a fucking alarm clock.
Can you take
the
them
80s.
Off?
What?
Can you take them off?
You can take off the one in Fallout 4. Because remember, you put it on. It's got like a clip on it. You cannot take off the one in Fallout 3.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think so.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that you can take them off.
Yeah. Certain models.
Cool. So basically the reason that the world started to go to shit is that they needed so much fossil fuel to run these giant things that an energy crisis came about.
Fucking boomers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There wasn't enough fossil fuel to go around. And this in around the year 2050 when everyone's like, hey, where do we get more of this stuff? But there weren't enough dinosaurs dying fast enough.
Yeah, that's it. Right? Those lazy bastards.
If they had just invented cloning technology like we did in the real world to make more dinosaurs, we could have more fuel.
Yeah, exactly. All you had to do was clone dinosaurs a million years ago.
Yeah exactly.
Jeez. Exactly.
Figure it out, boomers.
So, this large tech guzzled most of our fossil fuels and left us with an energy crisis, which, what do you do?
It's a good thing I can't see that happening
they kill
in the real
each other.
World.
Yep. So, Peter, 2052, the resource war has begun.
Woo!
So
humans never changes.
Yeah.
There's a few Middle Eastern countries, it isn't specified which, that were very oil rich.
Don't say.
Yeah.
This is just like our world.
Yeah.
My God. What happened here? It was Earth all along.
Yeah. Capital Wasteland, Washington, D.C. It all makes sense now.
Mojave, the Mojave Wasteland, the Mojave Desert. Of course,
I've been saying it Mojave the whole time. I thought it was just loosely based on the Mojave here on Earth.
Mojave. So the Middle East, they had a bunch of fossil fuels, and a lot of the other parts of the world didn't. So they're like, well, if no one else is selling them, we can just jack up the prices.
Give us fuel, precious.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of people wouldn't take too kindly to that. They've got to run their Pip-Boys. They got to run their mopeds or whatever they drive in 2015. Got to
run their freedom
Moped
machines.
3000s. They're what?
Their freedom machines.
Yep.
Freedom machines, yeah. Everyone's got those back then. Yep. And so the European Commonwealth, they decide, hey, we're not really cool with you doing this. You're making all of our lives really expensive and no one can afford to live anymore. And you're making a ton of money when you're already oil rich. So what would you do?
You would blast them.
That's what they did. They didn't blast them with nuclear war. Nuclear war didn't start for a little bit yet. So what they did is they invaded.
Oh, wait, there's going to be nuclear war?
There is. In a game called
Fallout.
Yeah. So they invaded these Middle Eastern unspecified countries. Israel actually ends up being one of them. They did.
Well, now I don't believe it.
And there's an exchange, a long drawn out battle. And in 2053, 1 year later, there was a nuclear explosion that was not specified which side let it off, but okay. It was a terrorist explosion. It could have been a European, could have been Middle Eastern.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody bombed something.
Exactly.
There was the nukes.
So it destroyed the Israeli city of Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's the capital, isn't it?
It might be. It's a major city in Israel.
Yeah.
It definitely is a major city. That was a kind of a big deal. So then that was the
shrugs in Hebrew.
Yeah. Oi. Oi, how do I know?
Oi.
Yeah. So in the next 2 months, the UN... Actually, before that, this was the first bomb that was set off since World War II.
Okay, so they had a good track record at least. They did like a full century.
This is 100 years late. What do you guys think the first nuclear bomb is going to go off this year? Bold predictions.
Oh, fuck.
From in our timeline.
Any day now.
Yeah. Hopefully after this episode comes out, or this whole day was for nothing.
Are we doing like Price is Right rules? As close as you can get without going over? Or?
Yeah. I think this is as close as you can get.
I'll take tomorrow.
I'll take tomorrow.
Nukes, come on down.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that like in the Fallout story, the UN needs to degrade first before all-out nuclear war happens.
Yeah, I don't think
we learned anything from the fucking Battletech Star League, is that when you put a bunch of people in the same room and tell them to govern the planet, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
Democracy doesn't work.
I hate them putting fucking chemicals in the water.
Yeah. They turned my frogs gay.
That was the first nuke. It was just a very intolerant president.
Yeah, yeah.
Going after the
That's Alex Jones.
Yeah. Alex Jones, 2057.
InfoWars 2050.
Oh, my God.
I'd play that.
The Great InfoWar.
If something happened, Tel Aviv blew up in the InfoWars. Jesus.
It's like one of those big, like, nukes, but instead of, like, the smiling face that they always have on the nukes, like, have you seen these in different games where they have, like, the two eyes and the
big teeth? Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's just, like, right?
Alex Jones's face on the, yeah. On the front.
Well, like, on like, the B-52s, like, on the actual bomber aircraft, they'd always put, like, a pretty lady and, like, the shark teeth and shit, but, yeah, just, like, Alex Jones as a pinup girl.
on the side of the Enola Gay.
For my apartment. Okay, I'll draw that for you for your birthday.
But the plane that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima was the Enola Gay. I don't think Alex Jones would.
That's true. Oh, it was the Enola Gay. Right? Yeah.
He doesn't like Enolas.
Yeah, exactly. He hates those Enolas.
Yeah, putting chemicals in water turned my fucking Enolas gay.
He hates them with a bigoted spirit.
So in the following 2 months after the bombing of Tel Aviv, when the bomb hit, they're like, Tel Aviv. That's bad. In the next 2 months, the UN tried to keep the peace, and people just started dropping out because they realized they couldn't do it, or they had different sides that they interest that they need to withhold and uphold and all that stuff. So UN disbanded within 2 months of Tel Aviv being destroyed.
Yep, just like the Star League.
Just fuck it. We're going home.
Yeah.
Guys, we fucked up.
They can't solve the current problem in Israel. Do you think they can fucking solve it if somebody blew up Tel Aviv? I mean, I don't fucking think so.
I honestly, like, don't even understand how the UN works. Like, I'm so bad with, like, government and all that stuff, and I don't understand how it doesn't disband already.
Do you vote in our current home country of Uzbekistan?
I have. I have voted, but, like, that really didn't affect the UN too much.
For our king, prime minister, or president?
Yeah, that guy. Yep. That guy what we elected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in 2066, flash forward about 13 years. So UN's been gone. 13 years have gone by. The resources have dwindled further. Like 13 years. Think of how much stuff we've guzzled in 13 years.
Think about how much food you eat when you're hungover.
Yeah. it's really bad.
It's like the planet was hungover for 13
years. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh God! Give me more fumes. I need more vapors. Come on, I'm dying here.
So Alaska was the last place found to have a significant amount of fossil fuel.
Alaska
is the last place.
Are we doing the lore voice for Balto?
Yeah.
What is Balto again? He's the
husky that
he was. No, he was the dirty half breed, half wolf, half sled dog.
Okay,
and that's why the other dogs were racist at him.
Brought medicine to a. That's a real story. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Brought medicine to a small town to save a boy with pneumonia.
What? Yeah. It was a little girl in the movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, either way. Yeah.
I can't watch dog movies. I cry.
He doesn't die. They can talk.
You ever watch Hunt for the Wilder People? There's a moment there where
pet.
I'm not going to say what happens, but there is a pet and something happens. And I ended up like drinking half a bottle of wine and holding my dog and crying. Yeah. Like,
I'm the same.
So
I remember I saw I Am Legend in theaters. And then, like, 4 years later, I was like, I really like this movie. Why have I never watched it again? And I'm watching it. I'm really enjoying it. Then it gets to the part where he has to kill his dog. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, this is why. And I just turned it off. Yeah. I'm not watching this. Like,
too much, man.
It's too much.
I know what you're talking about. The Hunt for the Wilder People. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, he's petting my happy dog.
Yeah. Oh, happy dog. Yeah.
So, yeah, in 2066, Alaska is all that's left in terms of fossil fuel.
But we're going to fight with someone over it.
Yeah, if we are the United States, then
that's what I meant. Yeah. Us Uzbekistanians. Yeah. Really.
Uzbekistanis not a big player in the fallout world.
Yeah.
Well, we align ourselves with the U.S.
So, who do you think are the other major powers in this race for fossil fuel?
China. I know who it is.
You know who it is, Ethan. Do you know who it is?
I said China.
China's one. There's one more.
There's one more.
Oh, is it Canada?
Is it the Middle East?
So America and Canada and China are like the ones who are fighting over Alaska because we're going to get to that.
Yeah, that's
what I know. One other major power in the nuclear war.
Is it the Ruskies?
The Russians?
Russians.
Must be. Yeah.
Russians. So
the only other ones with any significant stockpile of nuclear arms, right?
Yeah.
Like Iran.
We have Russians.
Oh, we already fought them.
And I said significant. Yeah.
Russians, Chinese, and United States are the big players here. And when the UN disbands, they kind of run the show. They have all the power to just end any country.
Yeah.
Well, when the UN was just like, "Okay, everybody want to swing your dicks around in this room? You go swing your dicks around at home." And
yeah. Fine. Go, we're going back to Europe.
And then all the
bon voyage, motherfuckers. France is out.
This is the French prime minister. What's Macron?
He's just
going home. And then he is just drunk for the next 13 years.
Guillaume, pass me my baguette. We are leaving here.
You stopped petting her. That's why she attacked you.
Yeah, sorry. I just got randomly scratched by the dog.
She runs the show around here.
Yeah. So, they had the biggest dicks for to be swing around.
Yep. So, that's it. So, basically, China finds out Alaska.
China. Say it right.
Yeah.
Alaska is full of fuel that the Americans are farming and, like, stockpiling this stuff. So, what they do is they
find... Let me guess.
What?
They put big hooks in it and try and drag it over. Is that wrong?
I would love that. That would be way cooler.
Comrade Boris, go pull that thing over here.
Yeah, exactly. They just have the.
Or did the Russians find their receipt and just be like, "No, I want his back."
No, it's mine. Give it back.
Yeah.
Give it back or we'll annex Crimea.
Or the Chinese
That's in the wrong direction. We're gonna do it anyway.
Chinese have like really long ropes and they just have the population to pull. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Almost the continent.
Like, they call it the Great Tug.
Yeah.
Sure, it took out Hawaii on its way down. Yeah, but
It more just kind of like adopted it onto the side of Alaska. Yeah, imagine the Hawaiians like on the beach seeing Alaska being pulled towards them.
Some guy just like playing a steel drum.
Yeah,
that's it.
And he's like,
Oh my god.
It's all like, these like giant like oil rig. Anyway.
I'd play a Fallout Hawaii.
Fallout Hawaii, dude? Yeah.
Really?
Because it'd probably be like less damaged, right?
Well, it'd be
if there's a nuke drop, there's maybe one dropped on Hawaii.
So what was really cool is Point Lookout, the DLC for Fallout 3, is in like southern Maryland, where they were never they were never bombed. But it's just like, what would happen to an area that got nothing but radiation runoff for 200 years? Right?
Yeah, I think that was maybe my... No, The Pit was my favorite DLC from that game.
Man.
But Point Lookout was really good.
I personally prefer Point Lookout because The Pit is still classic apocalypse.
Yeah.
Whereas Point Lookout is like a really, really hot take on the apocalypse because not everywhere would get bombed.
And The Pit, which is Pittsburgh, was like more linear. Like you go there and you do the DLC.
Yeah.
Whereas Point Lookout was really like, here's a new section of the map. There is a story, but there's also a bunch of side quests and stuff.
Too. Which I loved. And there was that one spooky one with the evil book.
Yeah. It was really good.
No, it's fantastic. So we're still in Alaska here, though. So in Alaska, the U.S. is there. They're pumping out that fuel, having a good time. And China's like, I need a little bit of the action. So China gets a bunch of people. And I think they go up to the Bering Strait. And they
give me a dart, bro.
Yeah. Dart? Exactly, man. And they start invading. And there's basically a front within Alaska where there's American soldiers fighting Chinese soldiers. And they're throwing a ton of resources, a ton of manpower, and this is like a long going, like they've already been at war for a long time with a bunch of different people, so everyone's just wasting resources and
soldiers coming, throw this oil at them,
spray them with oil,
tuck them water balloons full of oil.
It's in the ground, don't worry.
Sir, don't you think this is a bit of a waste? Nonsense. look at them tripping all over themselves.
We've lived this way for the last 100 years, we'll live this way for 100 more.
Bunch of Chinese soldiers like slipping on oil, making cartoons out of it.
So, in response to this invasion, the U.S. decides to annex Canada.
Good.
Yeah.
That'll As you do.
Teach them right.
Yeah. Well, this is just to ensure that Canada will actually fight for the U.S. They just assume control of Canada. Everyone's like, oh, sorry, we're in your way there.
Okay, sorry.
We'll help you out there.
Oh, what you need?
Fucking hipsters in B.C. get pushed out of the way.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're really harshing our buzz. Come on. Yeah. Can't we all just get along?
Most uncouth, bro.
Yeah.
Most uncouth.
What if we built cars that ran on reefer, man?
It's like instead of a breathalyzer, you have to blow into it. Instead of like taking the levels, it's just like you got like you've got to do like a weed shot.
It's like a bong hit.
Yeah.
That kind of seems inefficient, though, because you got to pull out of one thing, blow into another. I picture it more as
invent anything useful.
No, dude, I got the plan. And
all right,
I may have seen
wrong.
A reefer or two. So you got the vape that has two nodules that goes up into your nostrils, and then the exhaust is your mouth. So you pull in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth.
Oh, you want to be like a didgeridoo player and just breathe forever?
Circular breathing, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Some tuba players have that too. It's a very valuable skill in brass players.
In tubas. Yes.
In tubas.
Yeah. In the tuba market.
If you're in the tuba game, that's a very valuable skill.
Yeah.
You get all the ladies if you got circular breathing.
It takes a lot of air to blow low notes, I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, every time I see like the band geeks get on the bus and you get like the guitar guys, whatever, all the other people, I'm just like, they're probably all fucking each other. And then you get the stand up bass guy who comes in with his like fucking white elephant burden. He's not going to any of the parties.
It's so expensive too, so they're like super worried to bump it into anything. Yeah, those things are like $3,000 and they're like the giantest thing one little bump could stand up bass players. I
eat it.
Love you.
Oh, wait. That took a strange twist.
Yeah, okay. We landed in a different place there.
Well, the Chinese were landing in Alaska, so get back to that.
The US acted while they annexed Canada. All the while, they are acting very aggressively towards their own population. If anyone's protesting against the war, they're shutting that down.
The opening cutscene of Fallout 1, when it pulls away from the television where there's a news report, it does have a news report that's been on the loop for 100 years, where it says U.S. successfully annexes Canada, and there's two American soldiers in power armor that are like have a guy tied up in the street, and they like shoot him in the back of the head. And turn over and wave at the camera.
Yeah.
And then shoot him again. Yeah.
We're almost there. Power Armor is like not showing up like canonically in from what I researched yet, but it comes soon.
West Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they annex Canada. They are basically silencing the people who are against the war. They prevent riots, protests, and disobedience. So disobedience is anything that...
Anything they want it to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a broad term.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of fucked up, right?
You petulant child.
Yeah.
Come here. Bend over my knee. Yep. Old Uncle Sam has something to give you.
They had a lot of weird posters of guys in power armor just, like, spanking hippies. It's like Vietnam protester hippies just getting spanked
by a guy in power armor. Getting spanked by a guy in a power armor, yeah.
That might be the artwork Easter egg you're looking for. If that's what got you to click on this video on YouTube, here's where it's from.
Smash that like button. Yeah. Comment.
Comment. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Your country needs you.
Your country needs you. Subscribe to Lore Boys.
So we were talking in 2066 is when Alaska got invaded by the Chinese army.
Quick note.
And yes,
Operation Anchorage, the first DLC for Fallout 3, you do go into a simulation.
A simulation
to,
of that invasion.
Actually go to the Battle of Anchorage.
Yeah, and the Battle of Anchorage is in 2077. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in 2074...
I'm just telling people where they can buy this shit.
No, definitely.
Because I'm a dirt shill.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Crunch at me, Bethesda.
Yeah.
2074 is the U.S. sent the majority of its forces to the Alaskan front to relieve pressure from the Canadian Americans or American Canadians. I don't know how America would label them now. Or just Americans.
Amerinadians.
Amerinadians?
Great restaurants.
Or Camericans.
You could get like a poutine with like you could put in with like chopped up hot dog in it.
Yeah.
Real clash of the cultures.
No, that's it.
It's a poutine, but it's like julienne fries and like Kraft singles. Like American cheese.
I was thinking about like I went to a bar a couple days ago and
At a bar?
No, like strange, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
odd,
I couldn't think of a proper word for a second. Pete doesn't drink. And they had something called fucking hillbilly nachos.
Okay.
And I put it on our Twitter, just in case someone would see it, but all I could imagine was like unboiled KD noodles with ketchup and cheese whiz.
And a little sparkler.
Yeah, exactly. It'd take out of my dick.
Sparkler, yeah, and American
I was thinking
flag.
Of Marinadians, like it would have to be a Canadian, like, American combo. So it would be a beaver, which is Canadian, marinated in just pure ketchup.
Yeah, very well marinated.
Jesus.
Or a bald eagle marinated in maple syrup. Got that.
Ooh,
maple glaze.
That sounds actually a lot nicer.
That maple bird. Would it still be illegal to eat bald eagles? That was cool.
Illegal to eat bald eagles.
Would it be? What do you mean?
It's currently illegal to kill a bald eagle.
Yeah.
In Canada?
In the States.
No, in the States.
Can we kill bald eagles, guys?
I think that might result in our country being
annexed. Yeah. You want to get annexed?
After just like
in Uzbekistan?
After just like a Twitter storm of just like dumb shit, then all of a sudden we'd be annexed because one guy ate a bald eagle.
Oh, man.
You can see them in the Maritimes.
They look pretty tough anyways. I wouldn't really want to eat one.
Eating?
I'd probably go at it with a gun if I had to.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
That was my fit. Not
I'm
not
going
fist.
Boxing with it.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant like if you ate it, it would be like rough.
Oh. Looks like you could take me. I don't know. Yeah. That bird's looking at me sideways. I'm not so sure.
That bird came out of a bar, and if I was a bouncer, I'd just, nope.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, we don't want your kind in here. You're nothing but trouble.
So they sent it up to relieve the pressure in 2074. The Americans are like doubling down on saving their oil, which makes sense because it's a very limited resource in this crazy world they live in now.
Yeah.
This fictional world.
Yep. This crazy, unimaginable world.
That would never happen.
This is two for two. The last two podcasts, I've lost my hat.
You too, last time.
Yeah, I lost it too. 2077, the U.S. succeeded in ridding American soil of the Chinese army.
Good.
And you know how they did that? It was Anchorage. It was liberated at a large financial setback and personnel setback because they just were throwing their people at this. But the U.S. was mostly able to win this due to their technology advancement, which was...
Powered infantry armor.
Yes, exactly. Infantry power armor was the order I had it, but...
Whatever, same thing. I figured I was wrong.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Jamie just loves IPAs.
Infantry power armor.
I would actually prefer power armor than IPAs. IPAs are not my faves.
Yeah.
Too hopsy, and you can't really jump much in infantry power armor.
That
so
is true.
That's no why. No hops. Exactly.
In case you missed it.
This is my third boo, yeah. Guys.
In case you missed it, that was a joke.
But this is because you've been on like dad pun territory?
I love it, dude. That's where I live.
It's perfect, man.
It's the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the bucket hat. for certain. Yeah. You need the little corks on strings hanging off.
A Goyle left that at my house. It's a nice artsy hat that I'm wearing.
What's on it? Is it buttons?
It's, just yeah, it's something like that, dude. I don't know. It looks like it came from a Salvation Army.
What are those, rivets?
Rivets?
What a riveting hat.
We'll post a picture of it on Instagram afterwards.
Yeah. Yep. And what else is riveting is nuclear fallout.
I mean, arguably not wrong. Yeah. I pay attention.
I can't take my eyes off it. Oh, yeah. I'm blind.
Yeah, exactly. It's just because it's so dry that my eyelids peeled away. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. It burned my shadow to the ground.
I wish I wasn't publicly masturbating when that happened. That's going to be a weird legacy.
Burned my shadow to the ground.
Oh, well, there's a shadow of some guy in Japan.
In Hiroshima.
He's like pushing a shopping cart or something. When the bomb went off, there's just like the shadow of a dude burned into the wall.
Yeah.
That's a thing that actually happens. What?
Yeah. I wasn't fucking around.
Yeah, that's a legit thing.
You know what else is fucking around? Nuclear bombs.
Yeah, like, fuck no.
I thought you were way more clever than just knowing history.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah. Smarter than he looks, eh?
So I want to go into quote one, which kind of... There's two quotes this episode because they're really powerful quotes. And this first one, it is kind of what leads up to the Great War. And it is by... I have a name here.
James.
Why'd you put the quote on your phone?
You have a name. It's James.
Because I didn't want to write out, like, a extremely long quote by paper when I could just copy-paste it and send it to my phone.
That's fair.
Is there a quote from Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson voiced your father in Fallout 3.
He does play dad.
He plays daddy.
Oh, shoot. I was actually... I had scrolled up too far, and it was in our StarCraft episode, because I only send myself podcast stuff. This is in the Boston Bugle from a guy named Mags Vecchio. It's V-E-C-C-I-O. Vecchio. Mags Vecchio. I'm not sure if he has any significance within the Fallout universe. This is probably...
Hey, Maggie.
It's probably in one of those, like...
If he's in Fallout 4, which is Boston, right? It's not good enough for me to remember.
So, here I begin. But the sad, obvious truth is the days of manageable war have nearly come to an end. In the minds of the world's great leaders, those billions of dollars haven't merely been spent. They've been wasted. Because here we are. After more than a decade of constant warfare with no clear end and no clear winner in sight. So really, at this point, what other option do we have than if not the nuclear one? And therein, of course, lies the rub. For when the China or United States launches its nuclear missiles and drops atomic bombs, there'll be no one left to count the casualties, let alone the ordnance. No one left to declare victory. So that's powerful, because everyone... wants to do something. They're kind of at a loss of what to do, and nuclear seems like the only option, but it means everybody dies.
That's why it hasn't happened currently in real life at time of recording.
But it's dumb because it's not an option. It's the only option. No, it's just not an option at all.
But why? Yeah, I honestly think that we're gonna annihilate ourselves in a stupid way like that.
I don't think it'll be nuclear bombs.
I'm pretty sure I'll be long dead.
I could see global warming or something like that, just not stopping it in time.
Yeah,
but even that, it's not like world ending
or AI like a la Horizon Zero Dawn. Man, play that game. I want to talk about that game. I still haven't been.
I can't
able
believe
to.
You haven't done an episode
it's,
on it. Yet.
It's too ingrained in this. Like telling the entire story ruins the game.
Yeah.
And the game only came out like a year ish ago. I'm gonna wait, like, if we're still going, and we will be in a year and a half, I'll do it then. Yeah.
Sorry, your dog's licking my feet.
Stop. They're salty. Alright. So that was the quote. This is kind of what the landscape is like, right?
So it's
like,
this guy's fault then. Because he wrote it down in a newspaper.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think it's true now.
Well, I'm calling it. It's the only option here in Boston is the nukes. And I'm just saying, what options do we's got?
Fucking nuke them.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
I ain't going to count them fucking casualties, but there's going to be nobody either, so who cares?
There was a line in there that said, no clear winner, or no clear end and no clear winner.
Yeah.
And it really sounded like you were saying nuclear end and nuclear winter.
dropping little nuggets to find the secret.
A sentence and a half before the reveal.
Felt like I started that off so strong. Felt like I started off that so strong, and then like by the end I was like tripping over my words a little bit. But
how many times? How long were you rehearsing it for?
This is my first time reading it.
How did you get the part? Oh my god.
Yeah.
We gotta get our casting director on the phone. He's fucked up.
Yeah. I've been off script for 3 days.
Yeah. What the fuck? I've been doing fucking line reads for weeks. They didn't give me that part. And fucking this guy gets it?
Dude, I wrote the thing. I didn't even read it first. I just hoped it was relevant.
Can we call cut? I need to go to my trailer. I need 5.
So Mr. Director.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who had nukes? We got 3.
China, Russia, U.S. He already told us.
Yeah. USSR. Is Russia still USSR? Were
they still communist? In this, we don't know.
In this, it is.
Currently, okay. No.
They're not.
The Soviet Union collapsed in the 90s.
So they still are in this.
What's that?
They still are USSR in the Fallout universe in the year 2077.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So, October 23rd, 2077. This is the day. This is the day of the Great War. The Great War was very short. But so it is not known who launched the first nuclear missile. President Richardson said China did it, but there's no confirmation. There is speculation. Yeah,
of course he would say China did it. China would say America did it.
That dude's mad dead anyway.
There's another theory. Vault-Tec did it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. People speculate because there is like... People who are there, both of you take a drink. You're like, whoa.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hang on a second.
Maybe get one thing straight.
Of all the time that I've spent on the Fallout Wiki, which I think is just called the Vault.
Yep.
I've never heard this.
So yeah, there's a theory because Vault-Tec had a bunch of. They were selling their vaults. Actually, can you guys tell me a little bit about Vault-Tec because you know more than me? It's like they were selling their vaults in the case of a nuclear bomb, but they also had plans to run experiments in certain vaults.
Each vault was an experiment.
Yeah. So well, except for the control vaults, which Vault 76 is the control vault.
Yes, you guys already know this. Yes. This is great.
Yeah.
So yeah, they sold like Fallout shelters technology to people. They sold a whole bunch of them, and a bunch of them, it was like one of them like didn't produce enough water, or one of them was gonna get invaded by cockroaches at a certain point.
Yeah, all of them were supposed to do something. Like Vault 101 from Fallout 3 was supposed to never open ever.
Ever. It was just always supposed to say shut.
But spoilers for a 10-year-old game, it did open twice.
Yeah, when Liam Neeson left.
Once to let Liam Neeson in, and one to let Liam Neeson out.
Who's Liam Neeson?
He plays dad in Fallout 3.
Oh, does he?
The actor. Yeah.
He actually plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like Patrick Stewart was Uriel Septim in Oblivion.
Yep.
Okay. Thought you guys were memeing on me. That's
no. Cool. No. It's actually the actor. And then they had two old, like super old dudes in Skyrim.
Yeah.
And Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, has been in every Elder Scrolls game with voice acting ever.
Oh, yeah. She was on Reddit today, like from a picture from 1984. Gorgeous, that woman.
Oh, yeah. She's OG Wonder Woman. She played back in Morrowind. Bethesda fact. Side note. In Morrowind, she's friends with someone at Bethesda, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. She played Nord females.
Okay.
In Morrowind, where they all had the same voice.
Yeah.
And no one had any character. In Oblivion, she was the same thing, Nord females, because there was no, like, unique Nord females in that game. And then in Skyrim, where they had more voice actors, she plays one of the Nord heroes in Sovngarde at the end.
Oh, cool.
She's the woman one.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
The Nord woman one.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember any of their fucking names.
Yeah, no, me neither.
You can, there's a shout to summon one of three of them. She's the lady. She's up in Sovngarde, and yeah, she plays a specific character in Skyrim.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, and Linda Carter also did the trailer. You remember when Battlefront, EA with Battlefront was... fucking around and everybody made roasting videos
whenever they were charging for microtransactions
when they wanted you to gamble on Star Wars. Bethesda made a long live single player games thing. She's the woman in it. It's Linda Carter. She's like, I'm Linda Carter. I've been in a lot of Bethesda games, and I was also in this other TV show where I played a wonderful woman of some description. And then she's like, we just want to save single player gamers. It's fucking fantastic.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vault-Tec.
Vault-Tec, yeah.
Was, Carter is not in Fallout.
Yo, Ethan, I gotta tell you guys, if you don't have a segue, don't do it, because I always go.
Oh yeah. He's got a six shooter full of segues on his head.
Jimmy Segway hands.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
Vault-Tec was up to shady stuff. like you said.
Yeah,
that's Vault-Tec, they're up to shady stuff. They were like doing a lot of weird experiments on people, so they might have launched the bomb because they're like, this isn't happening. Let's make this happen now because we're ready.
Well, when you go into all the vaults in the different games, in all four of the main series, they're all fucked up.
They're all fucked up.
Right? Like, you've got the music one. In Fallout 3, you've got the music one. Which is the one where they just like blasted white noise at people.
Yeah.
They all went crazy.
All the time. Yeah.
There's the one that's full of the clones of the same guy named Gary.
Yeah.
And all they can say is Gary.
There's one where.
I didn't know. Canonically speaking, the Penny Arcade ones are canon.
Oh, yeah.
So there is one that had 1,000 women and one man.
Yeah.
1,000 men and one woman. 20 women, 10 men, and one panther. And another one that was just a guy and a crate of hand puppets.
Yeah.
So the Penny Arcade was her canon.
There's one where it's...
These are all so fucked up.
The Super Mutant one in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
The Super Mutants are from... They're supposed to be from the West Coast, but the reason you have different Super Mutants in Fallout 3, they're much dumber.
Yeah.
They're all made in a vault. There was the water chip that was supposed to fail in Vault 13.
Yep.
Necropolis, which is a place in Fallout 2.
And Fallout 1.
It's a ghoul city.
Yeah.
That one was never supposed to close properly, so everybody on the inside got roasted and turned into ghouls. Vault 101 was never supposed to open, but they did let your dad in and you were born, and you as a baby, because your character in Fallout 3 is born in Rivet City, which is the aircraft carrier.
Yeah. Riveting.
Hey, God, I know tons about these vaults. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, dude, that was honestly like
there's a fun trip. Flesh-eating plants in New Vegas.
That's the one I was gonna say. There's also the one. It's like all virtual reality chambers.
Oh, where there's that old German guy who's that little girl.
You end up going in there and you can't get out until you like solve his puzzle or something.
It's weird. Fuck, but
that's like idyllic 1950s neighborhood. And
yeah, but then there's a little clown kid who kills the pint-sized slasher.
Yeah,
who kills kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. I know very little about the vaults because I only played Fallout 4 and I didn't play all of the side missions, so I only ran into like two vaults, I think. Yeah. So.
I think that
111, the one in Fallout 4, was supposed to keep people frozen. Because remember, your character, and there's like multiple twists throughout Fallout 4, which I won't spoil, but like the intro reveals the earliest game in the canon. Still, and even with the release of 76, will always be Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Because you play Fallout 4 on the day the bomb
dropped.
On October 23rd, 1977.
So, like, that vault froze people without their knowledge.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to just see the effects of cryogenic freezing and all that.
And Vault 4, the opening is that they open up the vault in front of you, they shoot your wife, steal your kid, and then you're on a mission.
Well, that happens for different reasons.
Hey, they shoot your husband, steal your kid, if you're playing a woman.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I only played a man.
You spend all that time creating an attractive couple. They just fucking ghost one of them right away.
So since we are talking about the day of the Great War here, I think it's a good time to talk about what happened on that day. And we can kind of speculate at who did it. It's speculated that China was the one behind this, but we are speaking from the United States standpoint, so of course we would say that.
All the games are set in the United States, and they do make a point of leaving that super vague where, like... Because it is all this, like, 1950s future, like, way too patriotic sort of shit, which I've always found interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have six times of that day that are relevant that I want to hit on. So the first time of that day is 12:03 a.m. of October 23rd, 2077.
Okay. Just after midnight?
Just after midnight.
To let it all hang out?
That PST.
Yeah, they do.
EST, PST?
They actually
GMT.
They specify it's EST, and I found it weird because it takes place in Alaska, which is not EST.
Yeah.
But they do
say... Wouldn't that be like 4 hours behind?
Yeah, yeah.
And Bethesda's based out of California, isn't it?
Bethesda's in Maryland.
Oh, that's why it's EST then.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, 12:03 a.m. EST.
Hang on. Bethesda's in Bethesda. It's a town.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh.
Which came first?
Yeah. Studio or the town?
Yeah.
If a tree... age-old question.
Yeah, if a tree fell in the ocean, who came first, right?
Yeah. You can take that to the bank and smoke
it. So 12:03 a.m., October 23rd, three unidentified submarines were spotted off of the California coastline. So this is, we think it's Chinese because we're American, but Could be Vault-Tec, could be Russians.
Vault-Tec on, subs.
Yeah, yeah, we don't really know.
Well, at present, now that everything's destroyed, to be fair, we have never been inside a Vault-Tec sub.
Hmm? Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
We've been in Chinese subs, because there is one offshore in Point Lookout, and there is one offshore in Fallout 4.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we're not even sure if these subs were the ones who launched the bombs, too, though. Because they were just unidentified, and they were there.
Can you launch a nuke from a sub?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
How do you do that?
That's what a nuclear submarine is.
No, that's powered by nuclear.
I thought it was with their.
No, a nuclear submarine is when there's two big submarines and three small submarines who travel in a group together.
Oh. There's always a daddy submarine. There's always a mommy submarine. None of the two daddy submarines bullshit.
Okay. Listen, liberal. Do you think there's two daddy submarines?
Yeah. Hey, if you think anybody who's not like me can be happy, go fuck yourself.
So three,
two subs, a daughter, and a dog.
Yeah.
3:37 a.m.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about two submarine household. It's like a woman in a pink dress serving lemonade to two little fat kids. Dad mowing the lawn, and two subs just like awkwardly parked in a normal sized driveway. Yeah.
All the way across the street.
Yeah, exactly. Like, props hanging out into the street, just like waving at the neighbors, smoking a pipe. That might be a good art.
The little the periscope lot, but... looking at the person bringing the tea. Yeah.
That's a lot. You don't think I could do it, Ethan? It's because I'm currently very sick.
I know you can. It's will you?
Maybe this banking thing's fun.
Yeah.
Yep. So 3:37 a.m. of the exact same night, a squadron of unidentified aircrafts are spotted over the Bering Straits of Alaska. So they're both kind of on the west coast. Right?
Some might say the Bering Strait of Russia.
Commies.
Yeah.
All right.
We're being America centric or whatever. Yeah.
Well,
so.
The games are.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yes. Hey, maybe Fallout China might be cool.
Fallout China. Yeah, man.
Point yeah.
China.
There was some fight. There were some battles in China. I remember reading that the power armor guys were too heavy. They got bogged down in China.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they'd sink into the ground.
Taking their soft soil. Damn. The soft soil of the Himalayas.
It's not in China.
The Himalayas are in China.
Is it in northern India?
Also in China. It's the second largest mountain range in the world after the Rockies, I think. Anyway.
No say.
No geography, boys. But there's definitely a lot of him. The Mount Everest is in China.
Rockies are American right now, canon.
Canon.
Yeah.
Yep. In this game. So this has happened in the middle of the night, right? There's Bering Straits, there's aircrafts next to California, there's submarines. We're not really sure why they're there. They're unidentified and they're there. And we're suspicious about it. And then 9:13 a.m., four probable nuclear missiles are detected by the U.S. and confirmed that 4 minutes later that these are almost certainly missiles. So that happened in the middle of the night. The missiles are coming, right? At 9:26, just 13 minutes later, protocol MXCN91 was enacted. And that's basically fire all nukes. The president says, let's do it. This is happening.
Burn them all, boys.
Exactly.
It flips his desk over this big-ass red button. Just
yeah.
No, he fucking, like, people's elbows it. Fucking elbow drops that fucker.
Woo!
Let's go, boys!
Yeah. We have to elect a sufficiently heavy president. Yeah. American, the size of a DDR pad.
Yeah. American flag cape and everything.
Yeah, yeah. He just, like, flips his desk, rips off his suit. He's got, like, an Evel Knievel suit underneath it. Like,
grab his suit by the tie, just tears the whole thing off.
Oh man.
So about 20 minutes later at 9:42, New York and Pennsylvania are hit by atomic bombs, which was weird to me because both of those unidentified ships were on the west coast. And east coast got hit, which is a point for Vault-Tec being the people who hit it.
Also,
so
Russia.
You think it's them, eh?
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's the funnest idea.
Like I've never heard it, and I love it.
Yeah.
Peter, this never actually happened.
Lore boys canon. You know. Vault-Tec done it.
Yeah.
Do you want to write that into the scripture of the lore boys canon?
Yeah.
Did Vault-Tec done do the deed?
Yeah, let me get my tablet and chisel.
No. I'll carve it into the wall next to the devouring and the sons of Satan or whatever. Saturn.
I built a Warhammer 40K dreadnought before I came here for the first time because my buddy gave it to me, and I'll write that into the manuscriptorum or some dumb Latin shit.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Lore boys, just as hardcore as the Space Marines.
Yeah. And none of these little Warhammer trinkets are going to matter because at 9:47, Massachusetts and Washington are hit by nuclear bombs as well, which was the last thing that happened before all the bombs from China, USSR, and America hit. pretty much everyone who's not in a vault is dead.
Yeah, all over the world.
Yeah, or ghouls.
Or ghouls. And yeah, and
or even if you're in a vault. Yeah. Sometimes you're ghouls too. If you're in Necropolis.
You have to wonder though, like South America, I wonder what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
I
fuck you, capital of Argentina, whatever the fuck that is.
I actually forgot to write it in, but
Pichu.
I remembered. I want to
probably not that.
I have a good
get a
quote.
Second quote.
I have a very good quote that explains what the worldscape was like after all the bomb. Okay, so the nuclear exchange was characterized the Great War for only a brief 2 hours. So the world was drastically changed in 2 hours.
That's efficient.
Yeah, it was unbelievably destructive. It reshaped the climate of all the world, even as it caused the fall of most human civilization everywhere across the. More energy was released in the first moments of the Great War than all previous human wars in all of history. What? sorry, I had to take a second.
Is that part of the quote?
Yeah. Entire mountain ranges were created, and the ground buckled beneath the strain of cataclysmic pressure produced by numerous concentrated atomic explosions. Rivers and oceans around the world were contaminated, and the radioactive fallout released by the relatively low yield nuclear weapons used by all sides, and the climate changed like absolutely horrifically. All of the regions of Earth suffered from a single permanent season, and then once the initial dust blasted into the atmosphere by the nuclear explosions, it had settled a scorching radioactive desert summer. That is wild, man. Imagine mountain ranges being created by a war.
Like, there's an area in Lonesome Road, one of the DLCs from New Vegas. You go to a place called the Divide, which is like this new canyon that got created.
I've had Game of the Year edition for a long time. I've beat New Vegas like 10 times, I feel like, and I never actually played that DLC, and I have it, and on my last playthrough I found it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah. How have I missed this my whole life?
The Big Mountain one is probably the best Fallout flavored anything ever. Like
Old Mountain Blues or whatever?
Old World Blues is the best Fallout flavored thing you can get as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I'll run over the aftermath kind of quickly. I want to make sure we have time for 76.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so most people thought that the raid sirens were a drill, didn't react, got fried.
President cried nukes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why, okay, kids, school, fire drill, it's a waste of your fucking time because you're not going to believe it when there's a real fire at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Just remember, if a fire offers you candy, you say no.
Yikes.
Or whatever. Yeah. What do they tell kids these days?
Fires are less of a risk than opening fire in school at the moment.
Whoa!
Yeah. Speaking of fire, Jamie's got a hot take.
Some areas on the Earth actually maintained habitable areas, but it's like it's not like you can live there and it's comfortable. It's like tolerable radiation. So, but like, how tolerable is radiation, really?
You only throw up once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so bad.
That's the game of chemotherapy, right?
Yeah.
That's true. That's the nice thing about post-Fallout. No cancer.
No cancer. Yeah.
Just zombies.
Just death.
We cured cancer, guys.
Yeah.
We just had to make everybody way more sick.
Yeah.
Cancer's not alive. Neither are people.
Oh, no. You can't have cancer without people.
That is true.
Dude, has anyone told the science to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we
beat them at their
so
own game?
Why does UNICEF keep asking me for my fucking pennies?
Fight fire with fire. Isn't that for like...
Yeah, to prevent forest fires, just burn all the bushes. If we just killed all the people,
yeah.
There'd be no more cancer. Except on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. So the survivors who did like make it through all of this...
Did anybody survive outside?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's what they're saying. Some places weren't, like Hawaii, maybe?
Wait,
like, wasn't super affected, but radiation is just everywhere in the world, and there's a reason for this that I'm going to touch soon.
I retract my previous statement. I'm a fucking idiot. I just extolled the virtues of Point Lookout, which is a DLC built completely around places that were not directly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm stupid.
Don't worry, but everything was affected, and I'll tell you why.
No, I said, directly I've been bombed.
Bombed.
Yeah. The places that weren't bombed.
Bastards are punga.
After, so let me get through this one, because there's a lot of details, but it's pretty intense. Like, so rain fell after the fallout for 4 days. And for 4 days, the rain was black, tainted with soot, ash, radioactive elements. And what was not destroyed by the bombs was destroyed. Species that survived were wiped out. Plants that survived were wiped out. There was, imagine the entire world being encased by this black rain that just
raining black,
like seeped all the life from the earth.
That sucks.
Metal is fuck.
It's so metal.
Also, yeah,
it's so fucking
Yngwie
metal.
Malmsteen album art.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I found that was like really cool because I didn't even think about that. Like weather would be so messed up after all that, right? Mm. And
just all the ash in the atmosphere.
Think about the weather after the dinosaurs got wiped out.
Yeah, it was the same thing, pretty much. Yeah. Just rain dust for fucking days.
Oh, thousand years.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy.
Well, so, I mean, think about when that fucking volcano went off in Iceland and it shut down flights from Europe for like 3 days.
Was that why you were trapped in Scotland?
No, no. That was just the shitty airline.
That was handcuffs and a bad hooker.
Yeah. That's it.
But much of Las Vegas and the Hoover Dam were saved thanks to a guy named Robert House. You guys probably know about that.
Oh, yeah.
New Vegas.
Bobby Edwin House.
Yeah. Big time, baby.
He predicted falling.
I call him Beh!
He predicted the falling of the bombs and set it up. I don't know what he did. Set up self-defense, set up like big walls. I don't know what he did. But
yeah, he set up walls around the strip. Okay. And then put himself
they also
on,
had some kind of system that shot missiles down out of the air around Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep, He's a founder and CEO of Robco, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they build robots.
Yep.
Okay, didn't touch that at all, but that we'll come back to that, I guess, in another episode.
Me, personally, I'm going to cover West Tech, but Robco, maybe one day.
Sure. So,
we'll just do back-to-back-to-back Fallout episodes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, Buckle up. Buckle up, listeners.
Get your nukas out.
So, this was all the preamble to what we wanted to talk about in the game that is Vault 76. We've already talked, or Fallout 76, which covers Vault 76.
Yeah.
We've talked about a few of the details, so we're going to cover it again, but I really want to finish this off with, these are the details you need to know going into Fallout 76, and here they are. So, I meant to ask you about the game, but I already did that a little bit at the beginning. So, this is not an experimental vault. This is a control vault.
Yes.
This is something that we said there's the weird experiment ones where they put a guy with a bunch of hand puppets or whatever.
They sure did.
That's it. A bunch of fleshlights and one woman and they don't know what to do. And
a bunch of fleshlights and one woman.
All these books and nothing to read. Or all these books and no glasses to read. Yeah. It's a Twilight Zone episode?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a box labeled sex toys. She's trying to get it open for weeks. She can't get it open. Finally gets it open. It's all fleshlights. Like, no. It wasn't supposed to be like this. No.
You can't scissor properly with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is a control group. None of that stuff.
No. No fleshlights.
Nope.
To our knowledge, we haven't played the game
yet. It has 500 people. And it was programmed to open only 20 years after the nuclear fallout, which is kind of weird. I guess they would have sensors for the nuclear fallout, or maybe Vault-Tec knew when the nuclear fallout was going to be, so they programmed it 20 years that way. So 2097 is when the game is probably going to be set.
The leak currently, while I push my glasses up through my skull, the current leaks are stating it's set 25 years.
Okay.
When the game is set, is apparently it's been open or openable for 5 years.
3002.
Yeah.
3002.
Yeah. That'd be 3002. 3K2. But
no, 2102.
You said it's 20 years, not.
Oh yeah. 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 The 920
years later.
Like, dude.
Couldn't figure out how old he was yesterday.
Yeah, no, I honestly couldn't, dude. It's hot in Canada lately. I don't know deal with
you. You mean Uzbekistan?
Well. Uzbekistan. We have to turn off the AC.
I don't know where I am, too. Yeah. So this is located near Washington, D.C., like I said.
Possibly West Virginia.
Yeah, it's
Mountain Mama.
It's in the outskirts of Washington, D.C., as it does not show up on the Capital Wasteland map.
Yeah.
And which is from Fallout 3.
Yes. Which is, from what I remember, 14 square kilometers, which is the minimum safe distance from a atomic blast.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. That's cool fact. I know that one.
It's cool, possible.
Outside
fact.
The radiation.
I don't know
zone.
If I remember that trivia properly.
The blast zone is like a kilometer, the blast radius, and then the radiation zone is, I think, up to 15 kilometers.
Yeah, like the Vault Boy is always given thumbs up. If you can block out a mushroom cloud with your thumb completely, you're safe.
Okay.
Is the old duck and cover thing.
That's cool. There's actually a website online, like, look up, like, nuclear bomb calculation or whatever, and you can, like, see the radius of the bomb, radius of the radiation, and
That's how I know this.
Yeah.
And that's, like, from a big bomb. Or like, that's from the Hiroshima bomb.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. You can't just say, if you're this far away, you're fine.
Yeah.
Depends on the size of the bomb.
Tsar Bomba over 100 megatons.
That one that fucked up the Earth's rotation or yeah. whatever?
Wow. The shockwave went around the Earth 3 times. Anyone born, when it went off, you can still trace the radiation in their teeth.
Holy
You can find the radiation from the bomb in their
what
teeth.
What bomb is this?
Tsar Bomba.
The biggest bomb ever made.
When?
The
1970s, I want to say.
Jesus.
Dropped in Russia. Yeah.
Yeah, they made a mistake.
During the Cold War. Yeah, no. They, apparently, and I don't know if this is true, but I've heard the story. Apparently, they radioed the pilots after the bomb went off and said, your plane's not fast enough. You're not getting out of there alive.
Yeah. Whoa. There was also another, there was one other experimental like nuclear bomb where the pilots in the plane went fucking blind because it was way brighter than they had expected. Yeah. And their like fucking goggles did nothing.
The goggles, they do nothing.
The goggles, they did nothing.
What about the scarf? Did that help?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't, but they looked great.
Yeah.
Just so functional and fashionable.
So much after you'd be able
the
to...
The year is 3002.
But yeah, much... Again, dude. Again, I had a segue and he cut me off.
I like mine better.
Yeah.
He made fun of you.
Yeah.
So this vault was constructed in 2065 to 2069.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if you remember from before, that was just before, the year before China invaded Alaska. And into the middle of when China was invading Alaska.
Right, because they invaded Alaska in 2066.
Yes, so and it's 2065, so that happened.
1,000 years before the Blake Jihad. Yeah. I'll bring it back, right?
Yeah.
And then like 900 years before 2066, according to Jamie's math.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Look, sounds right to me.
Yep.
The calendars are going too fast these days.
Under supervision of Giles Wollstonecraft, and he was, or Giles, and he was the
Is
one.
Is that Jill?
No, 1L.
1L. 1L.
Giles or Giles?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Have you never seen Kramer?
Is that...
Oh, that was Niles.
Dude, yeah. This is like...
I mean Frasier. Did I say Kramer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant Frasier.
This is close to 100 years in the future, dude. People might be called Bleep Bloop by then.
God, I hope.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll be dead. Who cares?
So, this name is important.
Dude, this is like 40 years in the future.
I'll be dead. Who cares?
It's true. But this is really important, this guy's name. Remember that name because I
Giles Wollstonecraft.
I think he's going to play into Vault 76.
Okay.
Giles Wollstonecraft.
Oh, is this your own fan theory? Loreboy's canon fan theory?
He is mentioned in. He is the. First of all, he was the CEO of Vault Tech before the Great War.
Oh, shit.
He oversaw the complete building of Vault 76.
Oh, was he the OG overseer?
He supervised the entire construction.
Oh.
And
juicy.
One day. Guys, this is where I want to leave it. One day, when he was inspecting Vault 76, he was abducted by aliens.
Oh, the first mention of Vault 76 was in the Mothership Zeta expansion in Fallout 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mothership Zeta, he tried to bridge the communication gap and was speaking to you as the player.
Yeah.
And he got caught off because he was either knocked out or killed.
Oh, so you can actually hear his voice in Fallout 3.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I guess I got to go back and play replay Mothership Zeta.
I guess I'll
now.
Have to do that.
Yeah. So... How does this guy, he oversaw all of Vault 76, it's a control group, we don't know much else about that, but why would the CEO of Vault Tech have such a vested interest in one vault?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
The OG overseer.
Let's find out, guys.
Hey,
that's where I want to leave the episode, Vault 76.
That's a great place to leave it. Oh, yeah. Chills.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Shit.
Yeah, so that's coming out soon, TM.
It's going to be, it's totally going to be in 2018, I guarantee it. But that's a... Their E3 show is great. I love the guy they send out, Pete Hines.
Yeah.
He's just like kind of an awkward old dude. And they release everything by the end of the year.
Yeah, they typically do.
I'm excited.
Well, the past 2 years.
That's Bethesda's thing is like they don't say anything forever. And then they're like, we have a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a game. Here it is.
They've had their own E3 showcase for 2 years straight.
Yeah.
This will be their third. Their first one, they were like, here's everything that you're going to get before Christmas. And then last year, they were like, here's everything you're going to get before Christmas. I have no doubt that Fallout 76 and Rage 2... And at least one new thing that nobody knows anything about, not Elder Scrolls, because Bethesda Game Studios is currently working on 76.
Yep.
Yeah.
Todd Howard's team, and they're the people in charge of Elder Scrolls.
Well, they're done working on 76 at this point. Well, like, they're putting finishing touches on it.
Yeah, they're probably QA and all that stuff. Yeah.
But it'll be out before the end of the year. Yeah.
I'm excited. Even if it's a survival game, I'm going to pick it up, guys. If neither of you
do,
I
want to know more.
But, yeah.
Jamie, tell us more. Jamie, I don't want the episode to be over, please.
But the fact that guy gets abducted by aliens by the end
That's interesting.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah, that's really cool. Because I knew that the first mention of the Vault 76 was in Mothership Zeta. But
I hated
realize.
Mothership Zeta the first time I played it.
I liked the guns.
Yeah.
I liked the energy weapons in it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, it leaves off in a cool place. This guy's got a lot that he isn't telling. He is a CEO. He gets abducted by aliens. He created this place that we're going to start off in only 20 years after the nuclear fallout. So it's going to be one of the most volatile, hostile places in all of the Fallout games.
Yeah.
Some fucking Blood Bowl Thunderdome shit.
Yeah. It's exciting, guys. And I had fun looking it up, and I hope you had fun listening to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did. That was great.
So, are we going to do the Fallout trifecta at some point then, I guess?
Maybe.
Next episode's Fallout.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next episode, Peter's going to do Westek.
Well, I'm going to do the Brotherhood and, the Enclave. And we'll Power Armor mostly.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm super
We can talk shop later, too.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Anyways, if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me JYMILK64 on PSN. And you can find me on New Pornhub Cams. Peter.
Also on Twitch.
At Peter.
Do you want to...
Twitch? Twitch.loreboys. Twitch.tv/TheLoreboys. Look forward to this Thursday. I will be recording a little mini-sode with Cat Link on Twitch. She is an old friend. Great stream. Plays a lot of horror games, plays a lot of different games too. Just look forward to that.
Awesome.
Variety streamer.
Yeah.
The worst.
Exactly.
I mean the best, sorry.
Oh, no, wait. Why did I say exactly?
I like her. I'm just trolling you.
Yeah. Peter, where can I find you?
Moi?
No. Yes.
Moi, là? Je suis sur Twitter. Sur le site Twitter, donc...
Small Twitter, man.
Peter Hodanagu on Twitter.
Guillaume, pass me that baguette. I am out of this podcast.
Après ça, je suis... I do all the art. I do all the art for the Lore Boys.
Twitch fell art.
Yeah. So if you guys recognize Lore Boys somewhere, it's me. It was me the whole time because I do all the artwork.
This is the part of the podcast where me and Jamie pull off our fake latex masks and we're both Peter underneath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just used the condom.
Ew. It's loreboys.wordpress.com.
Yes.
Correct. Is where you can see the artwork as well as listen to the episodes. Lore Boys on YouTube. I am at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter.
Come
at me.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man.
Ethan.
Please, guys, if you like the show, we'd really appreciate leaving some reviews. Wherever you leave them is great. Tell your friends because word of mouth is like the best way for podcasts to spread.
It's been great so far. Thank you all very much.
Yeah. If you have a friend that you think would like it, just let them know and they can form their own opinion.
Get their password for their phone. Download it. Their headphones in while they sleep. Turn the podcast on, but make sure to set the podcast app to delete completed episodes so they don't really know what happens, but they remembered our voice.
Yeah, exactly. We said it before, we'll say it again. Go on to iTunes, leave us a review. Because like it doesn't take much time, and it really adds a lot of value to us being able to go
butts.
Places.
We just want to spread our silky, smooth caramel voices into more people's ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I get a cold, I want to talk for 2 hours.
And if you're thinking of supporting us financially, Lore Boys Premium, we actually have a pretty special offer on today. As you guys all know, the nuclear winter is coming, or the no clear winter, as some might say, is coming. And I think that we're going to be pretty safe here in Uzbekistan. So we are offering up free Uzbekistani passports for the first 22 people to subscribe to Lore Boys Premium this month.
Which is a vault.
Uzbekistan is a vault.
Filled with passports.
The world is a vampire, and Uzbekistan is a vault.
Yep.
And that constitutes a lore, boys.
Fallout!
It was right there.
Why did we get that? Oh, shit.
There was a fire in my building the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I finished work at 9:30 at night. At 9 o'clock, the fire alarm went off. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going home. Like, I'm not going down. I'm not evacuating then going down there. I figured it was a false alarm. I grab all my stuff. I'm like, on my way home, my boss texts me like a picture of the roof of our building, and it's just engulfed in flames. I was like, oh.
Well, fuck.
That doesn't look good.
Jesus, dude. Yeah. Well, like, I get your problems big, but we kind of have a nuclear war that just happened.
my problem was a non-problem. Yeah. I went to the locker room, grabbed all my stuff, walked down the
stairs.
Personal
problems, my office is on fire.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it was actually a condo that's connected to the office.
Yeah, you're you're in this stream too. You took the time to like, hey guys, I gotta go. Apparently there's a fire in my building.
in the stream, twitch.tv/loreboys?
The loreboys, yes.
Twitch.tv/theloreboys was the stream that I was on.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird how that works out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.